I want you to take you back in time to 1955. This was the year Winston Churchill stepped down as Prime Minister due to ill health.
It was the year that the film Dam Busters was released.
And it was the year that the Guinness Book of Records was first published. And also, it was the year that BBC Look North's Peter Levy was born. That's right, Peter, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you for that. And we were, television was in black and white, and the list goes on, I know.
And in order of importance, you come top, Peter.
I love you, Carla. You know that, don't you? And you see, you had to rush back inside, and you weren't out of breath because you're fit and young. And of course, Scott, of course, panting like an Alsatian, but not you. You were absolutely fine.
Now, you see, it's two milestones you're celebrating. Not only are you 60 this weekend, Peter.
Just rub it in, won't you? Why don't you rub it in? Say it as many times as you like.
Not only are you 60, Peter. This feels like this is your life. But also, you're celebrating a career milestone as well.
Yeah. Well, it's 40 years in 2 or 3 days since I started in radio. And 60 years... old tomorrow, double milestone. But I'm still going.
we'll see you on the telly. It's always reassuring that you're still about.
You certainly look.
Well, you see, sorry, Carla, what are you going to say?
I say you certainly look in fine fettle.
Well, so do you, if I might say that. But you see, everything was going fine, and you know your life's going fine and everything. And then about 16 months ago, I mean, you ready for a? This is a sad story. About 16 months ago, I was dealt this terrible blow. But before that, life was going okay. But then, of course, I was sacked from Radio Lincolnshire. And, you know, I've not really recovered, And now Radio Lincolnshire get in touch with me 16 months later to keep going on about the fact that I'm 60.
I wondered when that was going to be brought up again, Peter.
It won't be forgotten. I'm still getting over it. I'm still, you know, and then I have to cope with the 60th birthday as well.
I think the term it's not sacked, it's rested. Rested.
Can I just say, just to be serious for one moment, I mean, that phone call that you had from another Peter this morning is a classic example of how fantastic local radio is, isn't it? And how fantastic Radio Lincolnshire is. Because if you didn't have Radio Lincolnshire, he wouldn't have known about it, and you wouldn't have got that phone call, and they wouldn't get that money. Don't you think that's fantastic?
Oh, it's just great. And I know the people at the Stump are just overwhelmed by it. And it sort of restores your faith because of the people pinching the lights, and then here you are, somebody ringing saying, well, I'll pay for a lot of it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, no, I think it's fantastic. It was salute, Peter. I mean, absolutely great phone call and you know, great that you got it. Fantastic.
Now, what are you doing for your birthday? Have you got a big bash planned? Is the whole of Hull coming together? Well,
only if you read out my address.
We'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carla. I'll send you my address. The thing is that tomorrow it just coincides with the fact that in Hull there is a big festival. It's not been organised since my birthday, so I'm going to go to that and I'm going to see friends. So it'll be very nice. But I'm not trying not to think about the number, because that is a wee bit depressing.
And what about the 40 years of broadcasting? Can you believe it's been that long?
Well, that really is hard to believe, and I've not missed a day. You know, I've been constantly working. I started off in commercial radio in 1975 at a radio station in Yorkshire, and then I did a couple of other commercial radio stations before joining the BBC in 1987, and I've been doing Look North since. Well, for the last 28 years.
God, that long? 28 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
28 years, yeah. 28 years. And then 13 years or so ago, they started a brand new Look North just for Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire. And I moved to here to set that up. So, you know, that's gone very quickly as well. It's absolutely flown by.
Well, many happy returns for tomorrow. Just to make you feel old again, this is what was number one when you were
born,
Peter.
No.
Okay, listen to this.
Teddy Johnson and Pearl Carr.
This is the kind of music they were crooning to when you were a little boy.
You could have picked out something.
This is Rosemary, apparently. By
Slim, oh, I thought it was...
Slim Whitman, apparently, it was from. Number one in September 1955, the month Peter Levy came into the world.
And what a month that was.
Oh, great.
I thought we'd get rid of it. It's a bit miserable, isn't it?
You could have picked something a bit more poppy, for heaven's sake. They weren't all like that.
It's just what was in the charts that week, Peter. Have a great birthday. We'll see you on the telly tonight.
Yeah, have a lovely time, Peter.
OK, thanks very much indeed. Thanks, Carla. Bye.
Thank you. The
Breakfast Show. Dramatic scenes at the gym.
Oh, you actually turned up.
I had to make a dramatic rescue. Some bloke lost his locker key in the jacuzzi. So with a fearless streak in me, I plunged into the depths and returned it to him.
How deep is this jacuzzi?
It's not particularly deep. You know, you can sit in it.
And were the bubbles actually on?
Well, we did actually switch the machine off.
It's not that dramatic, is it? So what you're saying is you stepped into shallow water, which was perfectly still, and picked up some bloke's key.
He was very grateful.
Oh, my hero, Scott. David Hasselhoff, eat your heart out.
Scott and Carla, weekdays from 6 on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.